Here's your money briefing for Friday, June 3rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Members of Gen Z have made it clear they're searching for jobs that are socially conscious and that contribute to making the world a better place. But high inflation and more financial worries have some thinking maybe that office job with a steady paycheck isn't so bad after all.
The Gen Zs are getting older. You know, more of them are actually in the workforce. More of them have actually had financial responsibilities. And sometimes once that sets in, it changes the way you look at your money and your career.
Coming up, we'll talk with our On the Clock columnist, Callum Borchers, about this trend. And we'll hear from one Gen Zer about how her thinking about making an impact has shifted. That's after the break.
Check out Amazon Remars at remars.amazonevents.com/WSJ to attend for just $199.
When it comes to entering the working world, people in their 20s, also known as Gen Z, have a sense of mission. They say they're looking for jobs at companies with socially conscious ideals. But how are those goals holding up at a time when financial pressures are growing? In a moment, we'll hear from a 25-year-old woman from Texas about how she's trying to find the right balance. But first, for more on this, we're joined by The Wall Street Journal's On the Clock columnist, Callum Borchers. Callum, thank you so much for being with us.
Glad to be with you, JR.
So, Callum, we've talked on the show before about how the class of 2022 and Gen Zers have a sense of mission when mapping out their career path. But what's making these young workers question that idealistic path?
I mean, the bottom line is it's money. You know, at the same time that they're very idealistic, they're very socially conscious, they're also walking out into a tough time. You know, inflation is very high right now. Everybody is feeling that squeeze. Of course, housing costs are also very high right now. And at the same time, this is a generation that is feeling crushing student loan debt in a lot of cases. So these are folks who have a lot of bills to pay. And what, of course, they're realizing is that those mission-driven jobs aren't always the ones that bring in the big bucks. You know, some of the shift in mentality among Gen Zers shows up in some good annual polling that Deloitte does. They've been for years now surveying millennials and Gen Zs. And what you saw a year ago, for example, was that if you asked Gen Zs, what's your number one concern right now? Climate change was the top answer. Well, this year, it's personal finance. It's the cost of living. So you see that shift. And also a year ago, about half of Gen Zs said, you know, I'm going to be really picky about the kind of job I'm willing to take and the company I'm willing to work for based on my personal ethics. Well, now, this year, that number is down to 37%. That's still pretty hefty, right? We're talking about more than a third that's going to be choosy in that regard. But it's a decline year over year. And what that shows you is that, A, maybe there's a priority shift, but also, B, the Gen Zs are getting older. You know, more of them are actually in the workforce. More of them have actually had financial responsibilities. And sometimes once that sets in, it changes the way you look at your money and your career.
All right. For a first-person account of this, let's meet a young worker who's retooled her career path. Monica Tunez is 25 and lives in Austin, Texas. Hey, Monica, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me today.
So, Monica, you joined an education nonprofit a few years ago, shortly after graduating from college. What made you choose that field?
I was really passionate about going into education, a big reason because I personally had a teacher growing up who really went above and beyond to make sure that I got into a college and kind of get me a full scholarship in doing so. So I really felt a huge sense of indebtedness to that and was really excited about going into education after graduating.
But last year you made a career change and are now working at a large company in Austin. What made you decide to make that move?
A lot of it was dealing with the pandemic and the unknowns that kind of came with that. I also happened to have sort of a medical issue occur to me during the pandemic. I had a surgery and there was quite a bit of cost that I hadn't been prepared for. So I felt a sudden need to have to get a higher paying job, at least for the meantime. I was also considering moving away from New York City. I remember when I was living in New York, it was a bit difficult to sort of make ends meet. I was surviving for sure, but I wouldn't necessarily consider myself thriving. So I was considering either moving to my hometown of Miami, Florida, but I couldn't help but notice with the pandemic and remote work that rent everywhere across the board was rising. So kind of wondering how I can afford to have an apartment.
Now, how does making a move to a larger company make you feel with respect to the career path you initially mapped out?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is something I'm still really thinking through and grappling with. I think at first, I kind of went in thinking this will be sort of a temporary stint and I will go back to the sort of work I am really passionate about, whether that is directly in education or potentially even going to law school in the future to do more public interest work. I think now I'm sort of reassessing my game plan that I had after college. I think I've gone back and redefined what impact meant to me and what that looked like. I think I had this idea that you have to be kind of on the ground every single day to really have impact, but impact has so many definitions and jobs aren't black and white, right? Like I thought you could, some jobs were just bad because they weren't, you know, serving your local community, but representation itself also matters. So I think the way I'm sort of handling it now is kind of seeing how am I able to show up for myself and how am I able to show up for others? I think also personally, I was a first generation low income student in college. And a piece of advice I received from a mentor while being a teacher was that you can't pour into someone else's cup if yours is empty. So in order to really be the best teacher I could be, or the best volunteer, or the best whatever it was, I had to make sure I was showing up for myself. And if I couldn't, you know, pay all of my bills, that was going to seriously affect how I showed up in the room and how I was able to be a role model for others.
All right, that's Austin, Texas resident Monica Tunez. Monica, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us.
No, thank you so much for having me.
You know, Callum, this isn't the first time that ideals and values have run up against reality, right?
Right. I don't want to pretend that Gen Zers are in a unique circumstance right here. I mean, you can just look at the two most recent generational cohorts. I'm a millennial. Millennials walked out in the middle of the Great Recession. That sobered a lot of millennials who had, big dreams in the early and mid-aughts. And then you go back another generation, Gen Xers were early in their careers when 9/11 hit. And of course, there was a brief recession after that as well. So you can go back and probably pick almost any generation and find youthful idealism. I think that's pretty typical across the board, and then also the harsh realities of real life that set in.
Now, you've spoken to several people in Monica's position. How does taking a higher paying job fit in with their broader career goals?
Well, you know, one of the things that I think is notable about this generation is they're very conscious of the connection between privilege and being a professional do-gooder. Not always, but I spoke with a young man, for example, named Sammy Hossein, who told me, look, you know, if money were no object, would go work for a nonprofit, but I'm the son of immigrants. I needed to get a high-paying job because I'm helping my mother buy a house. At 21 years old, he's doing that. Now, that's a very different position from being a young man who walks out and says, I can take a low-paying public service job because I know mom and dad will keep me on the phone plan. They'll help me with the rent. I can stay on their health insurance until I'm 26, right? He's not in that position. And so the way he put it to me was, when you see young people who go full-time at a not-for-profit, you can usually guess the kind of background they have. Sometimes there's a safety net there for mom and dad.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal columnist Callum Borchers. Callum, thank you so much for taking the time to chat.
Glad to be with you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.